This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. This morning, the data delivered some news that common sense prepared us for some time ago. Europe is officially back in recession. Economic output from the countries in the euro shrunk for two quarters in a row. The previous recession was only in 2009. Adolfo Laurenti is deputy chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago, and he's with me live. Buongiorno, Adolfo.
Good morning.
Finally, confirmation of the double dip in Europe. Anything in here particularly striking to you?
Well, not the recession. As you mentioned, we saw this coming for quite some time. Maybe what is most surprising is how this problem is not just for Spain, Italy, Greece, the southern countries, but is really beginning to affect what we consider a healthier economy in Germany and France. So going forward, will be really interesting to see if this renewed economic uncertainty will change the policy tune in Berlin and induce Angela Merkel to reconsider the harsh austerity measure that she has been trying to impose on the rest of the Eurozone.
Right. Here in the U.S. this morning, we've got last week's jobless claims, and we've got a good-sized bump in those of people filing for unemployment from Superstorm Sandy. What's your take on the economic impact of Sandy when everything shakes out here?
Well, we are going to see a lot of volatility in the data in the coming weeks. I think so, retail sales, personal income, construction spending, and some of these data may be looking good on the surface because they will show an increase in spending, but make no mistake, this will be very bad for the economy. This is what economists call the broken window fallacy. The money spent to repair damages will not spend for the holiday season or for future consumption. So a lot of people are not really going to be happy about their economic position in the aftermath of the hurricane.
Adolfo Laurenti, deputy chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Thank you.
Thank you.